Welcome to the lesson. Today we're building a blueprint for that classic jungle break chop feel, but with modern punch and vintage soul enabled in Live 12. So the vibe is old school DNB energy, but cleaned up, controlled, and ready to hit in a modern mix. The big idea here is not just chopping drums for the sake of it. We're building a repeatable workflow you can use in a full track. So think intro, break, groove, bass drop, variation, fill, transition. If you can make one strong drum blueprint, you can reuse that energy across an entire tune. We're going to use stock Ableton tools, so nothing fancy or hard to find. Just things like simpler drum rack, warp, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, and a bit of clip editing, fades, and gain control. Optional extras like reverb, delay, and auto filter can help too, but the core of the sound comes from smart chopping and good groove choices. Let's start with the break itself. Pick a break that already has personality. Think Amen, think Hot Pants, Funky Drummer, or any dusty loop with clear kick and snare hits, some ghost notes, and a little room sound. You want movement. If the break already feels alive in solo, that's a great sign. If it sounds dead, you can still use it, but you'll need to work harder to bring it to life. Now drag that break into Ableton and turn warp on. For drum breaks, beats mode is usually the first place to try. Keep the warp settings simple. Preserve transients and don't overdo the warping. That's really important. A lot of jungle character comes from the slightly unstable, human feel of the original performance. You do not want to grid fix every single hit into robot perfection. Add warp markers only where you need them. Once the break is sitting right, it's time for the classic move. Slice it to a new MIDI track. In Ableton, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Slicing by Transients and let Ableton build you a drum rack. Now each slice lives on a pad, and that means you can rearrange the groove, retrigger notes, and build your own rhythm from the original break. This is where the jungle magic starts. Open the MIDI clip and think in terms of a simple pattern first. Don't try to make it crazy right away. Start with a strong snare on 2 and 4. Then place a kick before the snare, and sprinkle in ghost notes between the main hits. Let the hats and the tail of the break keep the motion going. A good DNB loop should feel like it's rolling forward, not like it's trying too hard. A really useful beginner trick is to think in layers. Your main snare should be the anchor. It tells the listener where the groove lives. Then your other hits can move around it. Use velocity to control the balance. Ghost notes should usually be much quieter, maybe 6 to 12 dB lower than the main accents. And don't be afraid to nudge a few hits slightly early or late. Those tiny timing moves can make a loop feel human, loose and alive. Now let's talk about making it punch harder. A classic break on its own can sound a little thin, noisy, or uncontrolled in a modern mix. That's totally normal. The modern solution is layering. Keep the break as your character layer. Then add a kick reinforcement for body and punch, and a snare reinforcement for crack and consistency. You do not need 10 layers. Usually one good kick layer and one good snare layer are enough. For the kick reinforcement, choose something short and focused. You want some punch around the low mids and a clean click on top if needed, but you do not want a huge booming kick fighting the bass line. For the snare, you can use something hard and tight if you want it to cut through, or a dusty rim slash snare if you want more old school flavor. The break gives you the swing. The extra layers give you the modern impact. Next, clean up the low end. This matters a lot in DNB. Old breaks often carry low frequencies that can muddy the mix fast, especially once the bass line comes in. Put EQ8 on the break track and high pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz as a starting point. Listen carefully. You want to remove junk, not the groove. On the kick layer, keep the useful low end if it is your main punch source, but cut any muddy resonance around the 200 to 400 Hz area if it starts sounding boxy. On the snare layer, you can high pass even more aggressively so it stays focused on attack and presence. Now for one of the best Ableton tools for this style, Drum Bus. Drum Bus is excellent for jungle drums because it adds density, transient energy, and that hard but alive feeling. Put it on your drum group or break bus. Start lightly, a little drive, a little transience, and only a touch of crunch if needed. Be careful with boom. If your break already has low end in it, too much boom can make the whole thing feel bloated. In this style, you usually want transient punch more than extra sub. For the vintage soul side of the sound, use saturator. A little saturation goes a long way. Put it on the break group or individual layers and add just enough drive to bring out harmonics and grit. Soft clip can help too. The goal is not obvious distortion unless that's the sound you want. The goal is density, texture, and a slightly more analog feel. Saturation, can also make ghost notes feel more audible without crushing everything with compression. Speaking of compression, we want control without killing the groove. Use compressor or glue compressor on the drum bus if needed, but keep it moderate. Think slow enough attack to let the transient through, and a release that breathes with the rhythm. Aim for only a few dB of gain reduction. You want to glue the layers together, not flatten the life out of the break. If the compressor starts erasing ghost notes and movement, back off. Jungle is supposed to breathe. Now let's make the groove feel right. Twing is a huge part of this style. Ableton's Groove Pool is your friend here. Try a light MPC style swing or a subtle shuffle groove. Apply it to the chopped MIDI, but keep the main snare fairly locked so the loop still feels confident. Let the ghost notes and smaller hits move a bit more. That contrast gives you that classic Trunt Machine jungle bounce. You can also manually nudge a few hits. Put some slightly ahead of the grid for urgency, and let some land a little late for that laid-back push-pull. That's a really powerful trick. It sounds tiny, but it changes the emotional feel of the groove. Now let's add atmosphere. If you want old-school character, a little texture helps a lot. Add vinyl noise, tape hiss, a field recording, or some room ambience underneath the drums. Keep it subtle and high-passed so it doesn't crowd the mix. A short reverb on a send can also help give the snare a vintage space without washing out the whole loop. Small room, short decay, a little pre-delay, and you're good. At this point, you've got the ingredients for the sound. Now it's time to turn it into a proper arrangement blueprint. Start with an intro that teases the vibe. Maybe texture only, filtered break fragments, a few little drum hits, and a hint of the bass. Then build into the full break pattern. Bring in snare fills. Open the filter, raise the energy. At the drop, let the full loop hit with the bass line underneath it. Then create variation by removing a few slices, changing one accent, or adding a short fill at the end of a phrase. And when you want to transition out, strip it back again and use reverb tails, delay throws, or a reverse hit to lead into the next section. In jungle and DNB, 8-bar phrasing is your best friend. Small changes every 2 or 4 bars are enough to keep the listener engaged. You do not need a giant drum change every moment. In fact, too much change can kill the vibe. The magic is in the evolution. Here's a really important coach note: work in layers, not fixes. If the chop feels weak, do not immediately throw more effects at it. First ask whether the pattern itself has enough contrast. Do you have strong hits, quiet ghost notes, and enough silence? Is there one anchor hit that always tells the groove where home is? Sometimes the answer is not more processing. Sometimes the answer is better rhythm. Another great mindset is call and response. Let one hit answer another. Let a dense moment be followed by a sparse one. That contrast is a big part of what makes jungle feel alive. Also, reference at low volume. If the break still feels exciting when turned down, that's usually a great sign. Good grooves survive quiet listening. If you want to push darker or heavier, you can get even more surgical. Add a very short, aggressive snare or rim shot under the main snare to help it cut. Try parallel distortion on a return track with saturator, overdrive, pedal, or even a touch of redux, then blend it quietly underneath. Use auto filter for tension by opening up during the drop and pulling highs away during the breakdown. And keep the kick and bass relationship tight. In heavier DNB, a shorter kick and disciplined low end usually work better than giant subby drums. A strong practice exercise is to build a 4-bar jungle drum loop from one break. Warp it in beats mode, slice it to MIDI, make a simple groove with a main snare, a kick before the snare, and at least 3 ghost hits, then reinforce it with one kick layer and one snare layer. After that, add EQ, drum bus, and saturator, and make bars 3 and 4 different with a small fill or filter move. That's the kind of exercise that really teaches you the workflow. And if you want to level up fast, try making 2 versions of the same loop. One version can be more open and soulful, with more space and looser movement. The other can be tighter, darker, and more aggressive, with more ghost notes, stronger processing, and a harder transient feel. Comparing those 2 versions teaches you exactly which decisions shape the character of the groove. So to recap, the formula is simple but powerful. Start with a strong break, warp it lightly, slice it into a drum rack, build a groove with an anchor hit, ghost notes, and swing. Reinforce the kick and snare, clean the low end, add punch with drum bus, add soul with saturator and texture. Then arrange it in short phrases with small variations. That's your blueprint for chop jungle drums with modern punch and vintage soul in Ableton Live 12. Treat the break like a living groove, not just a sample. Respect the old school feel, but shape it so it hits hard in a modern mix. If you want, I can also turn this into a more concise lesson script, a longer classroom style narration, or a version built specifically around the Amen break.